Now, Hmong Heritage Month starts tomorrow, so we're going to learn a little bit about the Hmong community here in Wisconsin. The Hmong are an ethnic group who live in southern China, Laos, Thailand, Myanmar, and Vietnam, and here in Wisconsin. After the Vietnam War in the 70s and 80s, many Hmong started coming to the United States as refugees, including Wisconsin. As of 2015, at least, Wisconsin had the third largest Hmong population in the United States. We're learning about our Hmong communities here for Hmong Heritage Month, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Are you Hmong American? Where are you here in Wisconsin? Can you share something about your story, your family's experience in the state? That's 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Macy Herr is executive director of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Prior to her work with the Chamber of Commerce, she taught educational psychology at UW-Stevens Point. Macy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob. I'm happy to join you.
It's a strange time to celebrate anything, hard to get in-person events together. What kind of celebrations could people be watching for, virtual or otherwise, over the next month, Macy?
Well, you know, the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce is a proud sponsor of the Hmong Heritage Month virtual conference that will be taking place on April 24th. And it's being held by the Hmong American Center in located in Wausau. So that conference will be taking place.
And as I mentioned, Hmong people started coming to Wisconsin in the 70s and 80s. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of Hmong people coming to Wisconsin and establishing communities here?
Now, I do have to say, while I don't consider myself an expert, I have studied and done some research on Hmong history and, of course, Hmong culture and language. And so I can speak from that and, of course, from my own personal experience.
Sure.
The Hmong are a ethnic Asian ethnic group from that have lived in the mountains pretty much of Laos and Thailand, much of Southeast Asia, but they did have a home country at one point. But when they lived up in the mountains, during the Vietnam War, there existed the secret war within that war. Many of the Hmong people were the ones who were, the United States came, CIA, and said, help us out, be an ally to us, Hmong people, and help us fight the communist powers. And if anything should happen to your people, we will help to take care of you. Of course, there are some scholars who say that part of that is controversial, but many of us have heard it in this way. So, apparently, things weren't going quite as the United States had hoped that the war would go. And many of the Hmong people, their villages were destroyed. And ultimately, the Hmong people came over to the United States as political refugees.
Talking to Macy Herr, executive director of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Next month, starting tomorrow, is Hmong Heritage Month. Macy, can you tell us about your work, the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and you how you help boost Hmong business startups and ongoing businesses around the state?
Sure. So, the Hmong came to the United States, as you had mentioned, and from the time that the Hmong arrived in Wisconsin and really other places as well, they wanted to, start some businesses of their own. And they would go to some traditional banks, for example, and just did not feel that they received the help that they were, that they wished that they would have gotten. And that, it was different when they had a different culture. And in their own words, they just didn't feel they were taken seriously. They decided ultimately that that they needed to have a place that would listen to them, understood who they were as a people, and provided them the assistance that they needed, whether that be technical assistance or financial resources. So the Hmong Chamber of Commerce was born out of that. And I happened to be the daughter of an entrepreneur who ran into some of those same challenges. And so, I'm fortunate to be in a place now where I am actually leading an organization that I wish would have been around and for someone like my father. So we do two main things here at this office. We serve statewide. main office is in Milwaukee. We have a satellite office in Wausau. There's six of us staff. And we do two main things, as I mentioned. We provide financial resources to economically underserved communities, primarily the AAPI or Asian American Pacific Islander community, but also outside of that. And then we also provide what we consider technical assistance. So, providing the resources for business startup or entrepreneurs, you know, just to give them a sense of what they need to do to make their dreams happen.
And can you talk some about the ways the Hmong community and Hmong businesses have built relationships and bridges with the communities that they ended up settling in around the state?
One more time.
Oh, sorry. Could you talk about just how the Hmong community is connected with the communities they live in, Wausau, Eau Claire, and elsewhere?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say that the Hmong community is an integral part of this state. They've given so much, not only economically, they've certainly contributed to the diversity of the communities. I would say, we know that research tells us that any time there's diversity, there's success, whether that be in the work environment or in those communities. It just enriches every aspect of our where we reside. They've started businesses all over the state of Wisconsin and, of course, around the nation where the Hmong communities exist. They have certainly provided, certainly have had like celebrations, different types of events. They've served on community boards and committees, contributed in many different ways. And of course, in the professional realm, all different fields.
We're talking to Macy Herr, Executive Director of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow marks the beginning of Hmong Heritage Month in the United States. And we're talking about Hmong communities here in Wisconsin. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you? Do you have a story to share about your own part of the state? Do you have a celebration in mind for Hmong Heritage Month? Or do you have a question for our guest? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our talk with Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Macy Herr. As Hmong Heritage Week kicks off tomorrow, you can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Joe is with us in Eau Claire. Joe, hi.
Yeah, hi. I had a question about the population spread of Hmong in Wisconsin. I know that there's a fairly strong population in Eau Claire, and the Hmong community has been really important in supporting and developing a community radio station in Eau Claire. And I was just curious what the population
sure
density was like around the state.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Where, Macy, around the state do we see a lot of Hmong Americans living?
It's a good question, and thanks for the question. The majority of Hmong in the state of Wisconsin still reside in Milwaukee. Obviously, Wausau has a pretty sizable population, and as you mentioned, in Eau Claire, and there's certainly a lot of activity, exciting stuff going on in Eau Claire when it comes to the Hmong community there. There's also populations of Hmong in Green Bay, Oshkosh, in Appleton, Wisconsin Rapids, La Crosse, and certainly a population in Madison for the most part. And I'm sure I'm missing others. Oh, and Stevens Point. And of course, a little bit of everywhere else in between. Last numbers I saw were probably closer to, I'm sure there's probably over 50,000 Hmong now living in the state of Wisconsin.
Joe, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. I want to talk a little bit about the pandemic, Macy. We've seen a lot of minority groups in the state and around the country hit harder by the disease and then difficulties in some cases reaching out to communities with vaccines. What have you been hearing from the Hmong community around the state?
You know, I mean, there are different perspectives. You know, there are some individuals and mostly some of the elders who are skeptical about receiving the vaccination. And then there are others who are all for it. You know, why not? It's no different, some feel, you know, than receiving a flu vaccination. So, you know, I think the community as a whole, especially the professionals, have been going out there and saying it's okay, you know, to the Hmong community. It's okay. Look, I've gotten the shot. I'm doing okay. You know, let's help us all out as a larger community to get over this.
And unfortunately, we've seen in the news a lot lately instances of hate crimes targeting Asian American and Pacific Island descended people in the United States. Is this something you've experienced in the last year in the Hmong community in Wisconsin, or maybe it's not a new problem? I don't know. What have you seen?
You know, Rob, you know, I personally have not, knock on wood, experienced it yet, but I have heard many of our businesses experience AAPI, you know, hate related incidences and violence. We've had, you know, those who have had their buildings or their vehicles vandalized. You know, so we've heard of those kinds of things happening. I do have to tell you, though, it's, you know, it's, you got to think twice or three times before you step outside the house or really any building or staying out later, just out of fear that that might happen. It isn't just happening everywhere else outside of Wisconsin. That sort of violence and or crime is happening right here in Wisconsin.
We're talking to Macy Herr, Executive Director of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, kicking off Hmong Heritage Month tomorrow. By the way, on Friday, we'll explore one part of that heritage, Hmong food, Hmong cuisine with a chef. That's on Food Friday this week. And Macy, are there cultural traditions that you'd like, that you remember from your family or that you see people observing that you'd like to tell people about?
You know, one of the most important traditions is really, I mean, people love coming out to celebrate New Year's. Obviously, it's not New Year's time right now. It usually happens closer to between, you know, November into the end of the calendar year. But, you know, New Year's is probably the most celebrated. You know, there's traditional singing, of course, the foods, just being together with family and friends after a whole year of working out in the fields traditionally, and just spending time together, you know, just celebrating the language, the culture, the people.
And one bummer, of course, over this last year, so many traditions from so many backgrounds, COVID kind of changed them and disrupted them. Did you have virtual celebrations of that sort this year?
Yes, actually, we did. This past year, there was some virtual New Year's throughout the state of Wisconsin and other places too. But I believe there were several virtual Hmong New Year events that were very successful. People still felt the need to come together some way, and so, you know, just this ability to come together virtually was still very, very important.
Let's bring on another caller now. Lisa is with us in Madison. Lisa, hi.
Hi. About 25 years ago, I worked at Kennedy Heights Community Center in Madison, where there was a large Hmong population. And before I left there, I received as a gift from one of the elderly Hmong women, it was a hand-stitched, what she said was a calendar. It represented the animals. And it's one of my most prized possessions. It is absolutely beautiful. And it's a place of prominence in my home. And as far as all of the violence happening to Asian people and the Hmong people, I definitely make sure and take the time to educate people about, you know, why the Hmong are here, and because there's so much misunderstanding around that. And I hope more people will speak up and clarify that ignorance, which I know your guest did. But that hand-stitched piece is absolutely beautiful, and I just love it.
Lisa, thanks a lot for that call. And to her second point, Macy, about the importance, do you hope that people around Wisconsin learn more about the Hmong story here in the state?
Most certainly. It's so important, especially during this time when we can't come together, you know, the way that we would have liked, we would have done in the past. I think it's all of our responsibility to continue to tell each other about why the Hmong people are here. I advocate for it being included in more so in our educational curriculum. You know, that's so, so important. I'm still amazed, having been here in the United States for over 40 years, you know, that there are people who don't know who the Hmong are and why we're here. And I think it's so important that it's included, like I said, starting with in our, not only in our homes, in our communities, but most certainly in our schools.
Lisa, thanks for that call. In our last minute or so, Macy, I assume Hmong businesses were affected by COVID like any business in the state. With the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, what kind of things are you looking at in 2021 when it comes to recovering, helping business people recover from COVID?
Well, you know, there are certainly still businesses that are trying to recover. It's actually only now, out of everything we saw last year, we actually didn't see, at least not here at the chamber, many closings. People were holding on for dear life to keep their businesses open. Somehow they were able to make it through. But I did start seeing a few businesses start to close fairly recently, or, you know, sale signs. They're selling their businesses. And the other, on the flip side, it's people are feeling very hopeful, actually more so than people calling to ask for help. To get out of COVID-19, not that that's not no longer an issue. We're actually seeing a lot of people inquiring about starting new businesses. So I expect that those numbers are going to go up.
Macy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Macy Hur is Executive Director of the Hmong Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. She joined us for a look at Hmong Heritage Month, which starts tomorrow. I said munch because coming up on Food Friday at this time, we'll check out Hmong cuisine. A chef shares recipes that we can try at home.